people got upset. They said I stole your moment, and maybe I did, and I'm very sorry if I did do that. I'm sorry I did do that, actually. And also, the last thing I would ever want to do is upset you, because I think so much of you, and I think you know that. I hope you know that.
I do. Well, Jimmy, let me just say thank you. It is very kind of you to say that. I honestly was in such a moment of just having a good time. Like, I won my first Emmy. I was up there, like, you know.
Happy. This story is so overblown. My goodness. Jimmy Kimmel goes up there and Will Arnett drags him on stage, like pretend passed out when they're doing the award that Quinta Brunson wins. And then he stays there the whole time she's giving him his speech. And then, as you might have heard in Transgressors, you know, oh, this white privilege, this man exerting his power and interfering with this black woman. She did not care. She did not care. She gave up her. They turned it into a bit on his show where she interrupted him doing his monologue so she could. It was kind of funny. But my goodness, she just, I mean, just does not care. Joining us now, we have Kate Meehan, our pop culture editor at DailyBoom.net. Hey, Kate, welcome back to the show. Is this one of these, we're going to be offended on behalf of the person who isn't offended kind of things?
It seems like it. It seems like it's a really quick cover your butt just in case people are going to lash out. And her reaction is brilliant, because you know what? If you just won an Emmy, I hope you were so wrapped up in that moment that you didn't notice any of the shady, potentially shady things going on around you. I hope that was the case.
Yeah, I mean, she spent 3 seconds. She basically said, oh, hey there, Jimmy, I won. And then she tries to give him her phone, which he grabs. It's kind of funny. And then he just sits there and she steps over him and she gives her speech. As a pro does. She's obviously a pro.
Exactly.
So, oh my goodness.
Exactly.
So, let's Royals all this week. I'll be honest. I haven't been paying a lot of attention to that this week. I've had a lot of other things going on, but I know you do. So, what is the what's the latest drama? And my big like, has there been healing with, you know, Harry and Meghan and everybody else? What's going on?
I hope so. And it looks like maybe. I mean, if you can ignore the icy glares that Kate Middleton is throwing, and you can ignore all of the, you know, the inside commentary of people suspecting things, it looks like there might be a thaw underway. And, you know, you had both couples walking a few days ago, and it was interesting to me because Kate and William are the official royal couple. You could drive a car between them as they walk together, you know, and you have Harry and Meghan, and he's holding her hand, and, you know, I just couldn't help but think, I don't know what's going on there, but if I was part of a couple, I would hope it was Harry and Meghan's relationship, because they seem very connected to each other, which is nice to see.
Yeah.
And it's nice to see that they're like that in spite of all the pomp and circumstance, which England does grandeur and extravagance and formality better than anyone else.
Oh, that's for sure.
Feel how you may about the monarchy. Looking at this spectacle, I could not help but think it would never happen in the States. There would be a bomb threat. There would be something to interrupt. And instead, there's just been pure respect. And it's kind of beautiful to watch for a couple minutes out of clip just because of the way that it's done. And it's just something to see.
Yeah, no.
As far as healing, both of the princes had dinner with Charles and Camilla earlier in the week for hours on end. They sat down together. The grandkids were there playing. So it seems like there might be a thaw underway. They're letting Harry now wear his military uniform, which during the procession he was not allowed to do. So again, that's another indication that things might be thawing. So there might be some healing happening.
And I'm sure other people have thought about this very deeply, not paying a lot of attention to the royals. It's something that strikes me when I consider it. It's got to be a difficult thing for the two of them, given their mom, given their dad, given everything, to just kind of, even after all these years, pretend like, oh, well, fine. You know, it's just, I mean, these are deep, deep, deep wounds. So it's understandable if there's
And 25 years ago, these two were walking behind their mother's casket.
Yeah.
And William has said he's had flashbacks to that, to have to walk in such a long procession and to hold it together in the middle of their grief and to no doubt be triggered by the memories of walking behind their mother. I mean, the pressure of that, I can't even imagine.
Yeah, no, most definitely. And I still think it's amazing people waiting in line, what, 9 hours? And the line's already 14 hours or whatever today. And yet, there's a certain sense in which, you know, waiting in line for 20 minutes doesn't prove much about you. When you wait in line for 9 hours, you can brag about that to your friends and your grandkids. And, you know, that's kind of like, it's almost like it validates your devotion to have to endure so much in order to show your momentary respect to the Queen's casket. So, you know, there's a certain reward, weirdly, of that as well. Meanwhile, among American royalty-esque, Tom Brady and Gisele Brady, I guess, Boonch, I don't know what she goes by, but they're separated?
You know, they have not used the word separated, but she has confirmed they are living apart. So she did go back to be closer to the family because she had left the family compound, the children, everything. She just bolted. So she is nearby and presumably with her kids, but they are not living under the same roof. They are taking time. She supported him playing his first game, but is not supporting the career choice of him going back to football at this point.
Got it. Has
very simply stated, you know, been the great mother, been the devoted wife. It's time for me to be able to have something for myself again. And after what, 14 years of doing that, you can't really blame her. It's her turn.
Yeah, no, and there's sometimes you do the put on a good show for duty's sake, and then sometimes the reality kind of shows up. Also, one of the things I was going to ask you about is, and I just find this the most fascinating story. I don't know why. I don't care particularly, but Cardi B took a plea deal and is going to do 15 hours worth of community service.
This is amazing because she denied for years that she had orchestrated this strip club beatdown. The case is like 4 years old. I think it's 4 years, and denied for years that I think the woman was a bartender and was beat up and Cardi had nothing to do with it. And she'd maintained that right up until last week. And then she crawled into court yesterday and very calmly, very gently admitted that, you know, she kind of is to blame and took the plea deal. So she was looking at felony charges.
Yeah.
So taking the plea deal was very, very wise. 15 hours of community service versus a couple of years behind bars when you've got little kids at home and a blooming career would have been disastrous. So yeah, that's she did a total about face, but I think it was probably predictable.
I'm fascinated, weirdly, like a train wreck, to imagine what the community service will actually look like and whether people will have any advance notice. I'm just like, you know, in an orange jumpsuit picking up trash on the side of the highway with what the rest of the convict, you know, like it's just, I can't wrap my brain around it, but I really want to see it at the same time. Kate Meehan, she is our...
We'll make a moment of it.
Yeah, exactly. I can stand, that might be the one video of hers I'd be willing to endure. Kate Meehan, she is our pop culture editor at dailyboom.net. Kate, is always a pleasure. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.